Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy and mighty God, help us to be light to the world as you are light to us. In your name we pray. Amen. On May 16th, there's something big going on in this very room. Anybody know what it is? Thank you, ma'am. 4K graduation. Our preschoolers are graduating. And I always love that event. It's so nice. They do a little show, and then they go out, and they put on their tiny little caps and gowns and come marching down. And all the mothers and some of the fathers are just boohooing tears. And you know why? Because they don't have to pay anymore. No, that's not it. It's because they know that their little one is going to big boy, big girl school the next year. And the safety net of preschool won't be holding them anymore. And they'll be sort of their first step to being out on their own, right? But it's also something else. You see, because when those kids go away, they know that they are a reflection of the parents. And what they reflect out there shows a little bit about who the parents are. And so I've got some bad news for you, folks. I'm married to an elementary school teacher, and I can tell you, if you've ever had a child in elementary school, their teacher knows a lot more about you than you think they do. They know what you and your spouse fought about last night. They know, what you drink when you get home from work. They might even know what underwear you wore yesterday. They tell their teachers everything. And so in our house, the fear of sending our little ones out was a little bit different, because instead of going away from parents, our daughters were going to where Mama worked. And so her fear was a whole lot different, because instead of just seeing these teachers that you might see two or three times a year who know all this stuff about you, she was sending our children to her coworkers who she saw pretty much every day. Now, thankfully, our daughters didn't do too much to embarrass her, but there were a couple of occasions. Would you like for me to share them with you now? I thought most of you would. Our oldest, she held off until she was like in fourth or fifth grade. And her teacher, Miss Brown, was explaining what they should wear to field day. And she was explaining about tank tops. And Rachel, our oldest, didn't know what she meant. And so she was explaining, you know, they don't have sleeves. She goes, "Oh, you mean wife beaters." The teacher almost lost it, could barely contain herself as she laughed all the way to my wife's room to tell her what her daughter said. I don't know where she heard that phrase. I got to be honest. That must be her mama. Anyway, Mary Margaret, our youngest, she didn't wait quite as long to give her mother a red face. She was in kindergarten, which was on the same hallway that Stacy taught. And so one day, as Stacy's walking out of her classroom, she sees Mary Margaret's little kindergarten class marching down the hall. And there's our daughter wearing her white turtleneck, her white tights, and that's it. Apparently, Mary Margaret decided that she did not like the dress that she had been put in that morning, or maybe she was a little hot, so she took the dress off and was just wearing the white turtleneck, white tights, with her purple panties showing through the back of them. Yeah, aren't you glad that you don't go to school with your kid? But I gotta tell you, as this year rolls around and I see the parents, you know, and their fear and worry about their children reflecting them and going away, I have very little sympathy. Because you see, my youngest isn't graduating from preschool, she's graduating from high school. And so we are sending her out, not to elementary school where we'll pick her up, we're sending her to college. And our oldest is moving out in a month and headed to North Carolina to start another job. And so by the end of the summer, our house is going to be empty. And these two girls, these two women that we have raised, are going to be out in the world, and they're going to be a reflection of us. Now, thankfully, I think what they'll reflect is things that will make us proud. But the reality is, to some extent, when we have children, that's what they do. They reflect who we are, how we've raised them, how we've cared about them. And the love that they show to other people often reflects the love that they've been shown, right? But it's not just that. Let's be honest. There's a lot of things that reflect who we are. Our jobs, the work that we do reflects who we are. The way that we do it reflects a lot about us. Our cars reflect who we are, right? I mean, now, it's not to say that, you know, if you've got a nice car that you're a nice person. No. But if you've got hate stickers all over the back of your automobile, that might say a little bit something about what you believe, right? And the way that you drive that car might actually, well, I don't know, say a little bit about you too. But our homes say things about us. Our clothes say something about us. A lot of things reflect who we are. They're extensions of ourselves, right? And I think that's what Jesus is saying about us in the gospel reading. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. In other words, we are extensions of him. We are the ones that the world sees, right? Because a vine is just a vine, but then once it has branches, it has leaves, it flourishes. And that's what people notice. That's the reflection of the vine, because that's what the vine produces. Now, our gospel reading also says that there are two kinds of vines. There's the kinds that bear fruit and the kinds that don't. And the kinds that don't bear fruit, the vine grower prunes off. And the ones that do bear fruit are the ones that are connected to the vine, the ones that are connected to Jesus. And so what does that mean to bear fruit, right? Because that's what we want to do. Because he says we honor the Father by bearing fruit and being disciples. Does it mean that in order to bear fruit, we're supposed to follow a certain rules? That we're supposed to do certain things, right? I think that's the way a lot of folks understand our faith. Is that, well, we've got these commandments, and that these commandments are the ones that we follow. And so long as we're doing this stuff, then we are bearing fruit. Right? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that that's really what our faith is about at all. I mean, like, in the Old Testament, I said 633 this morning, there's 613 mitzvah. There's 613 rules that Jews in Jesus' day followed. And for many of them, they believed that that's what it meant to be a faithful person. To be faithful meant that you followed all the rules. But unfortunately, we break the rules, don't we? We break them all the time. At least I do. So what does that mean? Does that mean I'm not bearing fruit? Does that mean that I'm going to be kicked off and thrown into the fire? Yeah, I don't think so. Because if you pick up and pick up our second reading along with this, you'll notice that both of these readings talk a lot about abiding, about living in Jesus, right? Abide. Let me get the Bible and remind you of what our second reading says. It says, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Okay, and then later it says, By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he's given us his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son and Savior into the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in them abide in God, and God abides in them. Abiding in God is about love. Period. The fruit that we bear is bearing the love of God. That's what it's all about. You want rules to follow? I got three for you. Let me clear up all of the words of the Bible in three phrases. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. That's what it's all about. That's what it means to live in God. That's what it means to be a branch on the vine. That's what it means to be a disciple. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. It starts with loving God, because if we do that, everything else is taken care of. We put God first in our lives. It means that we show that praise to God. We show up to church more than Christmas and Easter, you know? And if we can't make it here, we watch online. That's, you know, maybe not every Sunday, but at least some. And we read our Bible, we pray. We have a relationship with God that's more than just something that we do at dinner time. And out of that love comes the second part, loving our neighbor. And who is our neighbor? Everybody. Everybody's our neighbor, and we are called to love them. Some people are hard to like, but that doesn't mean that you can't love them. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't love them or that you're excused from loving them. We are called to love everyone. We are called to be kind to everyone, to forgive everyone, to help everyone. But then the last one, for some people, is the easiest, easier than it should be, but for others, it's the hardest, loving yourself. We are made in the image of God. We are God's reflection to the world, which means that when we see our reflection in the mirror, we are reflecting God to ourselves as well. And let me tell you, God loves you more than you can imagine. More than you love yourself. You know what? God doesn't care about the few pounds that you put on. God doesn't care about that mistake that you made in elementary school. God doesn't care that you don't always get things right. God doesn't care that you sometimes say the right things and sometimes say the wrong things. God just cares about you. He loves you. He forgives you. He saves you. So maybe you ought to give yourself a break, huh? Maybe you ought to love yourself the same way that God loves you. So my friends, you and I are called to bear fruit. And in this congregation, we say it's our mission. We share our gifts to show God's love. That's what bearing fruit is. And when we share our gifts, we're showing that love. We're abiding in the branch. We're abiding in the vine. We are abiding in Christ as He lives in us. We are abiding in love. Dear friends, God loves you more than you can imagine. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. That's what it's all about. That's what life in the vine is. That's what truly living is. When people see us, they see a reflection of the Almighty. So tell me, what will they see when they look at you? Let them see God. Let them see love. Amen.